the whole family, and they're all there waiting to hear the message. Peter preaches the message that God gave him to them. While he's still speaking, Holy Spirit comes on them, falls on them. They start praying in tongues. They start prophesying. There's just an amazing move of God happening all just while Peter is still sharing. So a lot of us would be familiar with that story, and it's quite amazing. But when I was going through the chapter, the first thing that really sort of stood out to me was it was in those times of prayer. It was in the times of prayer that that people had these encounters, they had these visitations. Cornelius, he was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and an angel appears to him. Peter, at the same time, it's not at the same time, but the day later at noon, he's on his roof, he's praying, and he gets a vision, a supernatural vision from God. And then it's while he's pondering, you know, what that vision means, that's when the Spirit speaks to him. So the first thing that I got as I was going through this chapter was it's in those times of prayer, it's in those times of intimacy with God that he will speak to us. And I felt like God stirring and saying, you know, for us, for each one of us to come into those times with him with a new expectancy, in anticipation. You know, Lord, what are you going to share with me today? Lord, what is it you want to say to me today? You know, come into your times of devotion with rekindled zeal and passion and expectancy. Really expect to hear from God, and you know, and respond to the things that he shows you. And I want to say, if you're not in a regular habit of prayer and a regular habit of getting into the Word, start today. You know, go get yourself a journal and start in the Gospels, find out, you know, a little bit more about what Jesus, how awesome he is, what he's like. And just start with one chapter and just take time to speak to him about everything that's on your mind. I mean, he's so awesome. It's incredible, really. I mean, I get amazed by counselors who listen to people all day. But when you read the scriptures about what our Father wants us to be like, he wants us to cast all our cares on him. He wants us to pray, talk to him about everything that concerns us. You know, nothing's too small, nothing's too petty. He wants us to run to him with it all, everything that we're going through, what we're feeling. He wants to touch us. He wants us to talk to him, and he's made the way for us to come right in. You know, when you've received the Lord into your life, when you're trusting Jesus, you can run right into his presence. You can talk to him about everything. There's nothing that's a no-go zone with God. You know, we can run in, we can talk to him about everything. And then he wants to talk to us. You know, sometimes I just think about it, so like I try and get my head around, it's just too much. You know, that the creator of the universe, you think, you know, the heavens, the earth, the universe, you know, how incredible it all is, and yet he wants a personal relationship with us. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. And Jesus went to the cross so that we could have that amazing personal relationship with him. So, you know, I really felt when I was reading this, that first thing, you know, just that prayer, that time with him, coming to him with a fresh expectancy, with anticipation, really wanting to hear God's voice. So I was reading that. And as I was going through, I was thinking about our time of prayer and fasting that's coming up. And, you know, I believe that during this time of prayer and fasting, God's going to do some exciting things in our lives. You know, I think the hearing from God is just going to become so much clearer, so much sharper. And I think, you know, if Ma could fast the way that she did, you know, that baton has been passed on. You know, as a church, we really need to pick it up, and we really need to run with it. We really need to be seeking God. And I know that we're going to have some awesome breakthroughs. When Jesus went, he he fasted, when he went and fasted for 40 days, it says that he came back full of Holy Spirit power. Jesus came off as, in Luke 4:14, full of Holy Spirit power. Man, if Jesus needed to do that, how much do we need to, you know, get before God, seek him, fast and pray? Anyway, I was reading through this Acts chapter 10, and that's what the Holy Spirit spoke to me, you know, about the prayer and about the expectancy that Cornelius had when he gathered his family and he was waiting to hear the word of the Lord. And I was imagining that it was by time Peter actually got there, 4 days had gone by because of the traveling time, sending the messengers, staying the night, the messengers coming back. 4 days had passed, so they're all there, gathered, waiting, you know, just so excited. And I thought, how neat, you know, what a neat opportunity for Peter. What a cool setup to, you know, have God sort of just make the way and send you to somebody who's hungry, who's ready, who's keen, who's waiting to hear about the love of God. I mean, those are just the ideal opportunities. So I started praying. That started speaking to me. So I started praying, Lord, I really want some of those Peter appointments. I really want some of those kind of hookups. Opportunity to share your love with somebody who you're drawing, somebody who's ready, somebody who's hungry to hear from you. So I was praying like this as I was going through, and it was so exciting because that day I got an answer to prayer. That very day, and I thought, wow, you know, that's so quick. I had somebody turn up at my house, and they're not from church. I've met them through Oscar, through work, and they're not going to church anywhere. And they're crying, and this lady's crying, and she said, "I don't know why I'm here, but I'm in a really desperate situation, and there's just so much going on in this lady's life." But when she's crying and she said, "I don't know why I'm here, but I cried out to God and he told me to come and see you." And I was so excited. I thought, yes, I know why he sent you and I know exactly what he wants me to tell you. Come on, come in. So we came into my son's room and we had an awesome time together, you know, just looking at the scriptures. Because as I went through this Acts chapter 10, and after I'd prayed for some Peter kind of hookups, I thought, heck, what did Peter actually say once they turned up, once he turned up. So I looked and noted down the things that Peter shared with Cornelius's family. So I was able to say, I know exactly what the Lord wants me to tell you. And it was a really, really neat opportunity. And, you know, in our mahi, we hear incredible things, you know, deep things about people's lives, you know, things that people go through. And over the years, I can't, you know, some of the things that I've heard of brokenness that people go through. And this lady that I spent time with the other day was like the worst that I've ever heard. And it was just such a privilege. I felt so privileged after to witness the Holy Spirit touch her life. You know, it was just so exciting, you know, because all I did was just share what Holy Spirit had showed me through my readings in the morning and just simply laid hands on her and prayed for her. But God touched her so powerfully. You know, a different woman left my house that day. You know, she's a different lady. There was so much inner healing that happened, some physical healing, some supernatural healing of nerve pain that she'd had, salvation. It's so exciting. You know, and I feel like God wants all of us to have more of those Peter kind of hookups, you know, that opportunities, divine appointments. And I encourage you, pray for some, ask for some. So with that was so exciting. So I've been asking for more and I've been getting more. And I've had a really cool couple of weeks. But as the Holy Spirit said, this isn't a word for you, it's a word just for you, it's a word for the church. So I encourage you, you know, to enjoy your times with Holy Spirit, pray for those appointments, pray for those opportunities of those who are hungry and want to hear from God. And then carry those things, you know, the things that Holy Spirit's shown you, you know, jot them down. Let Holy Spirit put in you, because he might give you a powerful word for somebody. He might send somebody across your path this afternoon who really needs to hear from God. And you know, God may have spoken to you something this morning that you've just got that right word for them. And it is such an honor and a privilege to witness Holy Spirit move powerfully in someone's life. It's just the best. It's so good. So with, you know, those neat divine appointments, you know, when God's going to speak to you personally, you sort of, you know, I was thinking about that because, you know, sometimes you're in a crowded church and the minister will get up and say, you know, I've got a word for you, or I've got a word for you. And sometimes they make you come forward and your heart's pounding and you think, what's God going to say to me? And, you know, it's sort of like a bit of nervous excitement. Well, this happened to Esther the other day. She was in church in Perth. And she rang me to tell me, she said, Mom, I visited this church and the pastor called me out and he said, you're a miracle child. So for the people who know Esther, you know she is our miracle baby, and you've heard that story on a few occasions. So as soon as she heard that, she started crying because she knew the accuracy of this man who doesn't know her from a bar of soap. For him to bring her out and say that to her, he was hearing from God. Then he said to her, something happened that caused a lot of pain in your life 9 or 10 months ago. And the Lord's wanting to tell you that it's not going to continue to bother you. Well, 9 or 10 months ago, Esther, some of you who have been at the prayer meetings would be aware, she got thrown off a camel and broke her back. And she's been recovering and she's doing really well. But it has been a real concern for her that injury would cause her problems later in life. So the Lord was just speaking to her, assuring her, you know, that you're going through the healing process, but it's not going to continue to bother you. So there was the accuracy of that. And then there was, he went on to talk to her about things that were virtually word for word, prophetic words that she's had as a child growing up about ministering to orphans and things. So it's so exciting. You know, it's exciting when you have those kind of encounters. You know, it's exciting when God speaks to you in such a personal way through somebody else. But, you know, for us, we can actually go into his presence and have a personal word from him anytime we want. You know, we can go into his presence because he knows our past, he knows our present, he knows our future. And not just a little bit, you know, that when God reveals something to a pastor who's flowing in the prophetic gift, you know, a little bit's revealed. But, you know, when we go to him, he knows it all. You know, and when we hear from him something really personal into our life, and, you know, him speaking into an area of our lives where we really need to hear his voice at this time, it's so exciting, so powerful. So, by the way, I was just thinking when Mike was ministering with the, you know, at the tangi with his brother there, Esther happens to be with others going off to hear Josh Poe preach in Perth today. Josh is bringing the worship and the word in his church service over there in Perth today. So that's yeah, Esther was excited, telling me she was heading off to that. Invited our children, so it's lovely. Albie's son. It's neat, eh? Yeah. Now I've lost my way. Anyway, So as I said before, when I was reading through, you know, after I got excited about asking for some of those Peter kind of cook-ups, those Peter kind of appointments, I was then really interested to go on to see what it was that Peter spoke to Cornelius's family. And the thing that he shared with them, first of all, is that we can have peace with God through Jesus and learning about that, you know. And I thought, wow, for these ones who've only ever had law before, what good news that is. What amazing news that is to hear that we can have peace with God. You know, hearing that God loves you. He isn't angry with you. He's made a way. You know, that problem of sin that separated you in the past doesn't need to separate you anymore. Jesus has sorted it. You can go now to him. You can come to him. You know, such good news. I could imagine Peter, you know, preaching about how with what Jesus has done. You know, we've been justified at the cross. You know, it's like when you come to him and you confess, it's like just as if you've never ever sinned. You know, it's so good. It's just awesome news. And that God doesn't have favorites. You know, Jew, Gentile, Greek, doesn't matter where we come from, where we're born, any our age, our anything. You know, none of that matters. That invitation is open to everyone. All of us can have peace with God through Jesus. So that was exciting. You know, so I looked at that, and then the next thing that really spoke to me was when Peter's telling Cornelius that Jesus, when he was ministering, he was setting everyone free who was under any demonic bondage. You know, and that, I thought, wow, you know, that's the message we need to hear. You know, everybody needs to hear that. There's no demonic problem that God cannot sort, or, you know, he wants to minister into all of those areas of our lives. You know, addictions, oppression, any sort of curses, you know, anything that's been trying to strangle the life out of us, you know, any sort of oppression, anything that's not of God, that's demonic oppression, Jesus, you know, he ministered, he set people free. And, you know, that's, for us, that's such good news. I mean, for those guys, that would have been amazing news. But I'm also thinking, you know, for us, Holy Spirit wants to move through his church to a greater level of ministering to people with brokenness, you know, ministering to people who've had broken hearts, ministering to people who've gone through horrific stuff, traumatic stuff. You know, Holy Spirit wants to come and touch people's lives and also bring healing, you know, healing. It doesn't say that the apostles will do it. It says the believers will do it. The believers will cast out demons. You know, see people set free. See people healed. And, you know, and I felt that again, you know, that stirring. You know, as we're coming into that time of fasting, we're going to feel Holy Spirit power flowing through us to a greater degree. And we're going to just have the opportunity to witness firsthand Holy Spirit touching lives and doing incredible, miraculous things. And it's so exciting. It's so awesome. You know, when we have our encounter weekends once a year, those times are the times where we would see the greatest move of God. There is sovereign deliverance, sovereign inner healing, like incredible stuff happens. People have amazing encounters with God. Very, very supernatural and life-changing. And I really put that down to the 7 days leading up to the encounters of prayer and fasting. It's like when we our pukus get hungry, something takes over in our spirits, get hungry. We get hungry for God, hungry for more reality of him in our lives, you know, more intimacy with him. And just, I think, as we go on to this 21 days of prayer and fasting as a church, I think we're in for some exciting adventures, some exciting things. We're going to witness amazing things. I'm really sure of it. The last thing that I noticed when I was reading through that verse, I mean, there's heaps in that chapter. And if you read that chapter and you started writing down 5 things that Holy Spirit spoke to you, for a lot of us it would be different, because Holy Spirit speaks to us personally. And if you read it next year, it might be he might show you different things, because you'll be in a bit of a different season. Because with the Word of God, it's alive. It's never dry. It's alive. You know, you come and he'll speak. He will speak. But so anyway, the last thing that he spoke to me about was Peter was sharing with Cornelius's family that had all gathered there waiting in anticipation. He spoke to them about peace with God. He spoke to them about freedom from demonic bondage. And then he spoke to them about the cross, the power of the cross and the resurrection, how Jesus died, how he rose again, how that. And I could just imagine him, you know, just sharing with them, because, you know, if you weren't a Jew, you're only allowed to go so far, you know. But, I mean, him hearing that message, now you can go right into God's presence. You know, do you know what happened at that cross? Do you know that curtain was ripped from top to bottom? We can all go in. You know, there's nothing that needs to separate you from God anymore. You know, it doesn't matter, sin, weakness, sorrow, grief, nothing, you know, all of it, the curses, all of it was dealt with at the cross, you know. And hearing that powerful, powerful message, I could imagine them just being so excited about that. And Peter goes on and talks to that now we've been chosen to preach the gospel. We have to go and we have to share this good news. This is such good news. It's awesome news. Everybody needs to hear. Everybody has to have the opportunity to have a personal relationship with the Lord. Everybody needs to hear that God loves them and that there is a way. He has made a way. He's dealt with everything that would try and hinder you and hold you back from having eternal life. You know, everybody needs to hear it. And it's up to us, church. You know, we're the ones that need to share his love. We're the ones. He's not sending anybody else. It's Holy Spirit and us, the church. So, you know, pray for those opportunities. Pray for those opportunities to share his love with others. You know, Peter went on to talk about how he needed to share with people how Jesus was the one that God had appointed to judge the living and the dead. You know, there is going to be a judgment. There is final judgment. You know, heaven is a reality. Hell is a reality. Relationship with God, you know, it's something that we need to, we all in our lifetime need to hear and have the opportunity. And so Peter's sharing all of this with Cornelius's family, and then Holy Spirit just sovereignly falls on them, and they're praising God and speaking in tongues and prophesying. I could imagine it was crazy. I reckon it just all, because they just were astonished. The men that traveled with Peter, they were astonished. They just stood back and were astonished and thought, whoa, if God's doing this, well, if he's chosen them, if he's accepted them, we better baptize them, you know, because God's already baptized them in his Holy Spirit. And, you know, I could imagine it just being just such an awesome, amazing time. And I feel like God wants to astonish his church afresh, you know, just moving in his power, transforming lives. He's just so awesome, so, so, so awesome. So I'm praying that sort of that excitement, that passion, that zeal, that hunger for God, and you know, for those divine connections, and then just as because we don't do it, God does it. God does all the. He's the only one. When I think back to that lady who came to see me the other day, you know, like there's no amount of counseling or medication or loving her or, you know, that could do what the Lord just did, just like that. He gave her revelation of his love for her. He did some healing. He showed her, you know, that she's now in his family. She's his daughter. You know, it's so exciting. It's so supernatural. It's so amazing. And all we need to do is just be doing the little things. I mean, how easy is it to tell somebody that God loves them and offer to pray for them? I mean, so easy, eh? I mean, and he does the miraculous stuff. We can't do any saving. We can't do, you know, in our own strength, we can't do any healing. It's the Holy Spirit power flowing through us. And I feel like, you know, during this 21 days of prayer and fasting, we need to be sort of like stirred up for a refreshing and filling of Holy Spirit power flowing through us. When I read through the book of Acts, and I get to chapter, I think it's chapter 8 or something, where the sorcerer, Simon, he gets born again. And now he was astounding people with his magic. For years, he was amazing people with his magic. He was seen as the greatest wizard of all time. He was the one who was doing incredible things. I mean, obviously it would have been demonic power, but he was astounding everybody with his magic. Now he hears the gospel, he gets born again, he gets baptized, and he won't leave Peter's side because he is fascinated with what's happening through Peter. You know, he's watching and he's seeing Peter lay hands on people, and he's just blown away by the power of God, seeing what is happening in their lives. And I feel, you know, for us, I felt that the Lord wants to renew and rekindle that Holy Spirit fire, that Holy Spirit passion. I feel like he wants to give us as a church, as we set time aside, a fresh baptism, a fresh Holy Spirit infilling, because he wants to move powerfully through his church at this time, you know, powerfully. And it's available. Holy Spirit, that same Holy Spirit that was available, baptism of the Holy Spirit that was available in the book of Acts, is the same Holy Spirit that's available to us. You know? So let hunger for God increase in our lives. And yeah. And anyway, that's pretty much all that was my devotions. that's pretty much all what Holy Spirit spoke to me. And yeah, it's a bit funny coming and sharing your devotions with the whole church, but that's what Holy Spirit told me to do, so it's got to be a word for us all. So if we could have the worship team, I don't know, without Monty, if whoever can play can come. Oh, awesome, Si, thank you. Awesome. Yeah. So, could we all just close our eyes? I'd just like to pray. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you love us. You love us so much that while we were still sinners, you sent Jesus to die for us. You've made the way. Lord, you've made that way for us to come into your family, be adopted into your family. Lord, you've made that way for us to come to you, Lord, have our sins completely washed away, have a new start, a new beginning. Lord, to have a personal, really personal relationship with you, Lord, which is so amazing. Lord, that's so amazing. And Father, I just thank you for that. I thank you for your love. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you speak to us in really personal ways. And Holy Spirit, I thank you for these beautiful people here today, Lord, that you've brought here, Lord, for this divine appointment. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you just continue speaking to each and every one of them. Lord, just let them hear your voice. Father, I pray, Lord, for us as a people, Lord, coming into a new season, a season of intimacy with you, a season of experiencing the supernatural, Father. No religion, but relationship. Lord, beautiful, awesome, powerful relationship with you, Father. And I just pray an amazing blessing over this beautiful congregation today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Could we all stand? We'll just have the team sing a song. And I'd really like to just give people an opportunity this morning to personally respond to God. If you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord and you want to, we want to give you the opportunity. And I invite you, you know, while this song's playing, if you want to, we're not going to embarrass anybody or pressurize anybody. But if that's what you want to do, you want your own personal relationship with the Lord, just as this song's playing, I invite you to come forward. We have I'll pray a corporate prayer for us. We'll just allow Holy Spirit to touch you in a beautiful way. But also, if you need some healing in your body, come forward. We'd love to pray for you. Or if you just feel that you've been going through a real dry season and you really need a refreshing touch from God, well, we've got an awesome team of people who would love to pray for you as well. So we're just going to take 5 minutes and just have this time where we can respond to God personally. So, yeah, if you want to have a personal relationship with God. That's the main one. You know, for the Bible says that these things are written that we may know that we have eternal life. You know, if you don't know for sure where you're going, if you don't know for sure, if you've never had an opportunity or never responded to the Lord in a personal way and invited Him to come into your life as your Lord and Savior, then we give you that opportunity today. So if you want to have prayer, please feel free to come forward while we sing this song.